This is Letters of Gallipoli, a retelling of the landing at Gallipoli through letters and diary entries written 100 years ago. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Episode 2, Any Day Now. The following diary entry was written by Alexander Jackson Cunningham, a mechanical engineer with the 1st Division Train of the Army Service Corps, after he set sail for Gallipoli.
We got away from Alexandria on Tuesday night, April 20th. We sailed in the Soldana. It is a horse with only iron decks. There are 8 officers, but only 2 cabins. 3 of us started sleeping on deck, but as we came across the Mediterranean Sea, the wind was so bad we could not keep bedclothes on, so we're given, between us, the apprentice's cabin. But this, we found after one night's sleep, was full of bugs. So we came out on deck again to sleep. We took 2.5 days to cross over and are now at the island of Lemnos, 40 miles from the Dardanelles. And as I write this, I can hear the faint boom of big guns going off all the time. We came to this island and have been here since April 23rd. Most of the other boats have gone, but we are stuck here, so I'm missing seeing the landing. Any day now, we should get word to go. When we first got here, the shipping in this bay was wonderful. There must have been over 200 troop ships and 20 or 25 warships. On shore, there are some Australian, French, and Zouave troops in tents stationed on the island. Our men are going tomorrow for a route march on shore. We hear today that the landing was effected at the Dardanelles satisfactorily, and that the Australians did good work, but 37 of them were killed.
This is Letters of Gallipoli. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Find out more at lettersofgallipoli.com. This is Letters of Gallipoli, a retelling of the landing at Gallipoli through letters and diary entries written 100 years ago. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Episode 3, War. On April the 25th, 1915, well before dawn, 4,000 soldiers silently rowed their way towards a baptism of fire on the shores of Gallipoli. On this day, no words were written. There was only war.
Guys.
This is Letters of Gallipoli. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Find out more at lettersofgallipoli.com. This is Letters of Gallipoli, a retelling of the landing at Gallipoli through letters and diary entries written 100 years ago. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Episode 4, Life in the Trenches. The following diary entry was written by Trooper Edgar Roy Stanford following his baptism of fire on the shores of Gallipoli.
We were sent into the firing line at 6 a.m. My first position was 30 yards from the enemy. 50 yards further along, I observed the enemy's fire and also a long line of our own dead along the brow of the hills, evidently fallen in one of their brave charges. Terrible thing to see, buried over by shrapnel. We are all dug in, therefore protected from rifle fire. We were hustled into the trenches last night at about 10 p.m. as an attack was expected from the Turks. It came off too, at 4 a.m. None of us will ever forget it, I am sure, as it was our first real fight, and we're in a bad position, being open to an attack on our left flank. The enemy came on in masses to our left towards the New Zealand trenches. It was a poor sort of charge, the men seeming to huddle together, sometimes advancing a little and then retreating again, just like a mob of sheep being herded along, which we imagine they were by their officers, who were mostly German. We poured in a hot fire climbing out of our trenches to do so. It was here we lost nearly all our men in the fight, for they had a machine gun trained on that corner. However, our losses were nothing compared to the Turkish. They went down in hundreds. I was just cooking breakfast when I was shot by a sniper. The shock was horrific. I felt as if I had been struck by a shell. There was a hideous crack that probably came by breaking bone, and I knew at once that my thigh had gone. After a conversation by the doctors today, they told me that I would have to have my leg off. Hard luck, but I am satisfied with his explanation.
This is Letters of Gallipoli. The proceeds of this podcast go to Legacy, a charity dedicated to the memory and support of Australian military men and women. Find out more at lettersofgallipoli.com.